It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, it's about the end of September. We're close. I think I got one more weekend with you before we get into October. But there's a little snap in the air. Barbecue Bob is out today. He's doing a little barbecue catering gig today. So the Baritone of Beer is joining me, Chaz Thompson. Welcome to the show, Chaz.
Yeah, I came back south for this.
Yeah, thanks, man. I know. You've been up in the UP. That's kind of like your stomping ground. You like it up there, man.
Oh, man. If I could live up there, it'd be the way.
Yeah, yep. I know that. You went to college up there, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Michigan Tech.
Yep.
And even before that, I had a passion for, you know, what they call God's area code, 906.
Right, yep, exactly. I was watching the news earlier this week, and they're this whole Yellowstone show type thing has turned into there's a organization now called Land Trust that you can, the ranchers all sign up with, and you can go do God's country activities through this company. It's kind of like VRBO, only it's called Land Trust, and it's just outdoor activities on ranchers' land to help them pay their taxes and, you know, keep their farms afloat and their ranches afloat. And I thought it was pretty cool, but that's the reason, you know, people are drawn to that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in Michigan, we call it our recreational pass that we put on our license plate.
Yeah, right.
It gets us into all those state parks and campgrounds.
Right.
And, the places I was just state forest.
Oh, really? Yeah, you don't even need a permit in there, do you? I mean, there's
They like you to have the permit, and okay. They like you to register, so they know to come check on you if the bears eat you.
Yeah, so you were actually in campgrounds, or you were just on the national forest land and could camp wherever you decided to?
Out on the state forest land, we were out at High Rock Bay, which anybody that knows their UP geography, that's the extreme tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Oh, okay.
And I took my friend up there. She hadn't been that far north, and not many people have.
Right.
And we'd like to kind of keep it that way.
Right. Yeah. So we'll. But tell me a little bit about it. I mean, what's there when you get there? Probably not a whole lot of nothing.
Fire pit.
Yeah.
And that's just because somebody built one out of rocks off the Lake Superior shore.
Right.
So you can watch the northern lights and the freighters go by.
Yeah.
You're about 15 miles past electricity. And about 20 miles past cell phone service.
Okay, so you're out there.
Out there, and you bring what you need and take it back with you.
Right.
Keep the place clean. That is immaculate out there. We were able to go running around in the side-by-side and do a little wood salvaging to get our firewood because there's some active logging going on. So there's always some trimmings.
Sure, clear up there. They're doing logging.
All the time.
Oh, really? It's not a seasonal thing? I mean, they do it year-round, you think?
Well, they don't get it out there in the deep snow,
but
they're hauling logs year-round.
So you were out there, 2-3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, Labor Day week.
Right. So what was the temperature at night? I mean...
Well, when we got up there during the day, it was like 95 degrees.
Wow.
I was pretty sure upers were bursting into flames.
Right.
And then in the evening, the first few evenings, it'd get down to high 70s, mid-70s.
Oh, right. So you're in a warm front up there.
And then our last night, it dropped to the 40s, and we had a big thunderstorm come through.
Okay.
And we were both sleeping in hammocks.
Oh.
And mine rode it out real well, but apparently one of her knots let loose.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she was kind of mad in the morning because she couldn't remember whether I tied that knot or she did.
Yeah, well, that was up to debate, I'm sure, but hopefully, you know, she didn't hit the ground too hard.
No, we don't hang them that high up.
Yeah, right.
But it's a great way to camp. If you haven't tried it, get you one of these hammocks with mosquito netting on it.
Yep.
Because you don't get a rock in your back, which up there, everything's rock.
Right.
You don't have to worry about the rain flowing through your tent.
Right.
And you don't have to bring all that extra stuff of blow-up mattresses and all that.
So the hammock, when it was raining, were you getting soaked?
Nope.
Well, they got
a big rain fly on it. I was bone dry. I never even woke up until the wind started picking up and flapping the flaps too hard.
I see. Yeah, made a little noise to you. Interesting. So that's roughing it.
Yeah, we were kicking over the fire every night and using the side-by-side the last 100 miles up there.
Yep. So tell me what you were cooking.
Oh, man. We had hobo pies.
Okay.
You know, the classic, just wrap it in foil. carrots, potatoes, onions, some venison. And I did some with some Lithuanian sausage from the club, too. And so we had those for dinner. Lunches, we were just doing power bars because we're out on the road.
Yep.
Running to trails through the woods. And then at breakfast, she had made up some breakfast burritos. She cooks all the ingredients up separately, wraps them in a burrito wrapper, wraps them in foil, and we heat those up over the fire as well.
Yep. So are you doing it beside the fire or right over top of the fire?
We found a big, flat piece of sandstone that we would lay right on top of the coals.
Okay.
And as it got hot, just lay your stuff on it and roll it around.
Oh, wow.
No pans necessary.
Right. Yeah, no cleaning either because you got everything in foil. That's cool.
Yeah, just wad it up, put it back in the trash bag that goes home.
Right. Right. So with regard to the side-by-side, you're out there on the tip of the earth. Are there trails where you're just kind of picking your way through? Or
there are trails, snowmobile trails, logging roads, ORV trails, seasonal roads, and just cuts through the woods that who knows who made them how long ago that
right.
people use. And you just got to pick your way around. And there's this free app from the state called UP Trails.
Okay.
That maps it out awesome.
And oh, really? You go so you got a GPS and it, did you have, you said you're out of cell service, so far
GPS north. Doesn't need cell.
That's right. That's where I was going
to
go.
Yeah, the map's already downloaded into your phone, so off you go. We even made it out to the Keweenaw rocket range that they used during World War II for testing rockets.
Really? I didn't even know that was there.
Oh, it's a big deal. Not much to see, but it's a large piece of the history up there.
Wow.
And, you know, went with the Calumet radar station. That was up there. That was critical on the northern defense during World War II.
Really?
There's a lot of history up there that people don't know about.
Right.
Us yeah. Michigan Tech kids learned about it all when we were off exploring the world.
Sure. And you probably didn't run into a lot of people while you were up there either.
Well, there were people at other campsites. I'd say there was probably about 8 out of the 20 campsites around High Rock that were occupied. And as we were out on the trails, numerous people stopped and asked us for directions. Apparently, I looked like I know where I was going.
Well, you kind of look like a youper. I mean, that's why we do radio. But
some days I even talk like one.
Yeah, right. Well, I suppose when you go up there, you kind of revert back to it, and then it takes you a few days to lose it again.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But so that was a cool trip. I mean,
yeah, we had a blast. We were able to stay with some friends, hit a lot of the old pubs and bars, did enhance the beer koozie collection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I
you
got some new
do
ones
that.
To show you.
Yeah.
And, you know, catch up with some old friends up there, made some new friends. Went to this one American Legion that I got to take you to. It's just phenomenal. Their koozie is the Arm & Hammer logo.
Yeah.
But it says Armed and Hammered.
Oh.
And a bunch of old vets in there that were just a riot and the nicest people.
Sure. Well, and that's just it, is that people are people up there, man. They just, they welcome you. They make you feel comfortable. I didn't go that far north, but we went over to Kitchetakippi, and then we went up to the Pictured Rocks, and we took a tour up through there and with my family. And everywhere we stopped to eat, get gas, just use the bathroom, people were just super nice and happy to see us. And, you know, I think very grateful we were leaving some of our money up there.
Yeah, and I hope that as people go up there and visit, they don't try and change the place.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I mean, it's ingrained up there, and it is what it is, and it needs to stay that way, right? I love the UP. I don't get up there nearly enough. I know that you're, you know, like you said, if you could live there, you would, you know, and probably someday you'll vacate downstate this flatland and get up there and do what you got to do.
Yeah, I told her she should sell her house. I'll sell mine. We'll go.
Right. There you go. There's always something to do up there in this gig economy, and everybody's, you know, virtual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. So good for you, man. Good for you. And did you find any beer up there?
I found a lot of great beer because couple of the nights I stayed with my friend who's one of the head brewers at KBC, Keweenaw Brewing Company.
Right.
Luke, we've tried to get him on the show a couple times, but his schedule is so wild.
Right. He's always in a different time zone. But anyway,
different from Enter.
Yeah. So in the next segment, I want to talk a little bit about some beer festivals and something I made called a shotgun shell. Didn't go in my gun, went in my gullet. And I want to tell you a little bit about it because it was kind of a new treat on the smoker. Not my recipe. There's a guy that runs a website called Meat Church. And this came from his recipe, but I tried it and damned if it wasn't good. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.